Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. I am your host, C. Willie. This is episode 3 from volume 2. Our air date is Thursday, March 21st, 2024. I am here with the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep.
And our special guest tonight is country music legend Alan Turner. Alan, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. Legend's a big word to use. I'm just an old guy.
Well, we've had the opportunity to know you and see you play a number of times, and legend fits for me. So,
thank you.
You bet. Alan, you're well known for a couple of things in the music industry. Of course, you've been around for a number of years, 60 solo songs, 60 individual songs, 5 CDs that you've got out there. You topped the country charts in Great Britain. You have had some success here in the United States with the Steel Horse Band and, of course, with your Ultimate Kenny Rogers tribute. How did you all get started? What got you into the industry? And, of course, we've mentioned some of the highlights, but what are your own personal highlights?
Well, I was always involved in music. My mother taught me how to play piano when I was just turning 5, something like that. I was pretty young. She taught me how to play piano. My dad was a singer. He was a songwriter, and he kind of inspired me to sing. He used to sit me on his knee and sing to me, and he was my inspiration. He passed away when I was just turning 10 years old, he was my inspiration. Matter of fact, the last gift I got from my father, it was just because he passed away just before my 10th birthday. He was terminally ill with a tumor, cancer, but he left for me a vinyl record, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, and I fell in love with country music. That was my inspiration. And I fell in love with country music. Fast forward, 16, 17, 18, I had a band, rock band, big hair rock band, and early 80s, you know. And got married at age 18, mm-hmm. decided to give up music and pursuing that to pursue a career that would be able to support a family. My wife and I have got 5 kids, got 12 grandkids now. It's been a great life. And but I didn't really get back into music other than some minor stuff until my youngest was turning, getting ready to graduate. And I started back up when I turned 40. I got back into the music. I thought I wanted to pursue this itch I had inside me to see what I could do with it. And so started writing songs, put together the Steel Horse Band, and started playing for the last 16 years. I've been performing as Alan Turner in the Steel Horse Band up until just last year when we kind of set that project to decide to focus more on the Kenny Rogers tribute that we started a couple of years ago.
And how did that all get going?
The Kenny Rogers thing?
Kenny Rogers tribute, right. Yeah.
So back up to 2010, I had the honor to open up for Kenny Rogers in Las Vegas. I met my hero. And, you know, often when you meet people that you idolize or look up to, because he was my inspiration in the music, really. You're often let down. Celebrities are good at letting us down. Kenny was the nicest, the kindest man. He was really kind to me. So I kind of knew him through the last 10 years of his life. When we signed our little deal in Nashville in 2014, 2015 timeframe, it was Kenny's attorney, Bruce Phillips, that overlooked the contract to make sure I wasn't being taken advantage of. It's just the kind of guy Kenny was, and I was really saddened when he passed away in March of 2020, right at the beginning of COVID.
Yes.
My wife woke me and said, hey, Kenny had passed away, and he'd been so kind to me. I decided, let's put together a tribute to honor him, because he had been such a... And I told the band, I said, you know, I can stop dyeing my hair. I'm pretty sure it's all white under there, because I've been dyeing it to look young for Nashville for years. I was going through a couple boxes of Just for Men once a week or a couple times a week. But, you know, I'm saving $65 a month, so it's a good thing.
There you go. That works. Well, and I'll tell you, for anybody that's not seen the tribute, I would absolutely encourage you to take a look out on YouTube or any places you get your videos and see Alan performing Kenny. It's Kenny on stage.
It's fantastic.
You have an incredible knack as far as all of the mannerisms, and of course your voice is spot on with that, but you look like Kenny.
Well, thanks. I never thought I would be a tribute artist. Like I said, when I started, I had this itch inside, a singer-songwriter, I wanted to put out music. I had You know, I love writing music, writing songs, and never saw myself as a tribute artist until Kenny passed. And then it was kind of like, yeah, I think I can try to pull off this look. I'll grow my hair out, you know, let's stop dyeing my beard, like I said. And it's been great. And I think, you know, I don't necessarily hear the people say, oh, you sound just like him. It's like, okay, I don't necessarily, but I think I sing just like him. And I think that's because, like, he was my idol growing up. So when I emulated my idol growing up, you know, and even my style as Alan Turner in a Steel Horse Band, I was always kind of a talking, storytelling type guy, as Kenny was. It's stuff I just learned from him growing
up. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Steel Horse Band prior to the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Show. We had opportunity to meet a couple of years ago when we were doing the live version of Vehicle City Sound, and you did something, Alan, that has always touched me, and I've tried to emulate that, and that is when you're a guest somewhere, you bring a gift.
Here comes.
And I know that there's not video associated with the show that we're doing tonight, but I'm holding up right now so that Alan can see.
Yes.
The Alan Turner, That's Why They Make Beer mug, which he was generous enough to bring one for everybody on the set that night.
Yeah.
And it may be empty right now, Alan, but this has held many a prime beverage over the past several years. So I appreciate that. I still have it and I treasure it.
I witnessed that.
That is something, you know, when I used to do these radio tours, and obviously that was at the it was just before COVID, right? Or was it after COVID?
It was just about at that time.
All right, COVID was happening, yeah, because we had released That's Why They Make Beer, and it was doing really well on radio, and then COVID hit and everything just kind of stopped, right?
Yeah.
But one of the things that the people from Sony Music who were, you know, we were as part of MC1 Nashville, which is a Sony Music distribution label, the Sony guy would go out with me to the radio stations, and that was always, you got to bring a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so over the years, you know, that time it was That's Why They Make Beer. So that's what we were bringing, those beer mugs. Prior things were shirts or other things. But you bet.
Well, why don't we give it a listen?
Yeah.
Here's great. That's Why They Make Beer.
Working, playing, dancing. And cases to get our beer fixes. Here's to the weekend we went hunting and we didn't even see a deer. That's why they make beer. Backyard barbecues. Beer goes good with no matter what you do. So grab a cold one, this one's for you. That's why they make beer. Cake parties and tall ones. Expensive IPAs you can shotgun. Here's to the liquid courage that helped us overcome our fears. That's why they make beer for you. Beer for me. Beer for our troops that are overseas. Let's raise a glass and say a cheer. Throw their beads, you'll show them all. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. That's why they make beer. There's a cooler on every corner. There's a bartender who will pour you. Here's to the home team winning every game this year. That's why they make beer. That's why we drink beer. That's why we drink.
is why they make
it. What a great song.
That's wonderful. And you know what's even more fun about that is the video that you got that goes along with it.
We had a lot of fun making that video. We actually, prior to that, when we were just releasing the song, I wanted to have some kind of video, so we did a lyric video. And my guy who does all my music videos said, hey, let's just do a video of you drinking beer, and all we'll see is the beer mug going up and up. And it was about a 30 minutes filming that 3-minute thing, and I went through 4 tall boys. My wife had to come get me after we got done, and that, 'cause I, 30 minutes time I drank 4 tall boys. But in the actual music video you're referencing, the bar owner, Pete's Cutting Board in Chesterfield, Michigan, he basically provided free beer for the whole shoot, and that was an all day shoot. So people were, what they looked drunk on film, they really were.
They were.
Yeah,
it's accuracy in filmmaking.
Yes.
Well, I've been to Pete's Cutting Board. I've seen you perform there too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a great little place.
Yep.
So you've got the video out with that. We talked a little bit about the Steel Horse Band, and you said that's coming to an end a bit.
Well, kind of. So what? The Steel Horse Band is the same band that tours with me doing the Kenny Rogers thing. Mm-hmm. The Kenny Rogers thing is our focus. But you know, prior as we were approaching, kind of putting the Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band touring to rest, I did focus. I wanted to, like, Jackie, who's my backup singer and my partner, basically on stage. Yeah. She's an incredible entertainer, incredible singer, incredible singer songwriter. And I wanted to be able to, it's a lot for someone who's as good as she is to always kind of be the side guy. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that. And I didn't want to not let her pursue her own dreams too. So ideally, we've got shows this year that it's going to be Jackie Daniels and the Steel Horse Band performing.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's kind of letting her take over the reins, so to speak, and lead the band. So it'll be stuff I'm not involved in, but stuff that she can continue to do, as well as all the things that she does do.
Well, that's
so that's
exciting.
Kind of the focus. Steel Horse Band still continues with a prettier lead singer. So
you're going to be writing songs for her?
Yes. And I'm not done writing songs. I've got another single I'm releasing that I recorded in Nashville last year, I believe, that I'm releasing a song I wrote about my mom. My mom passed away at age 90, almost not 91, but she was, suffering from Alzheimer's. So the last 3 years of her life was a difficult thing. And, I'd go and visit her, and she'd always talk about the river. Did you see the river? And she'd point down the hallway. There's the river down there. You know, never knew what she was talking about. My mother grew up on the Peace River in British Columbia. Was she talking about the Peace River? We lived in St. Clair by the St. Clair River. Was she talking about the St. Clair River? And then one day I'm reading Johnny Cash's biography, and he's talking about when his brother died. He was like 8 or 9 years old. His brother was a little bit older than him, and he went to work at the sawmill and got impaled by the saw was dying. And in his hospital bed, the family's all gathered around him. He's like, Johnny, can you see the river? Can you see the river, Johnny? Can you hear the angels singing, Johnny? And I'm reading Johnny's book, and I'm weeping because now I'm thinking, is this what my mom was talking about?
Everything,
you know. So I wrote a song called Can You See the River. It's more of an inspirational country song, but I'm going to release that on the anniversary of her death in June.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I went through the exact same thing, exact same situation with my father. Just lost him last fall. Just about this time last year.
Yeah.
And had the service over Thanksgiving. It was the biggest celebration of life I think we ever had. It was a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Your songs have a lot of that kind of meaning to them. It's very important to you.
Yeah, I write. I like to write tongue-in-cheek songs. It's funny. Like, that's why they make beer. But then I've got the inspirational, my Christian heritage growing up. That side of me too. That comes. You know, you write what you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's something. And this album coming out is going to be more inspirational based. not the fun beer drinking songs as right. much. But yeah.
Now, are these two that you have for us, Cowboy Ride Way and Love God, Love People, you look at that more along that same tone?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Love God, Love People certainly is. We'll hear
for
that
sure.
here shortly. If everybody could follow the message that you've got in that song, we'd be a much better world.
You know, it would be.
Tell me a little bit about Cowboy Ride Away.
Well, Cowboy Ride Away, it was kind of written on purpose because I knew we were getting ready to kind of turn over the reins to Jackie, kind of put the Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band to the side for a while. So I wrote a song basically, you know, it's my retirement. I'm retiring from this Cowboy Ride Away. So that's pretty much where that came from, the idea anyway.
Well, and we had Jackie on our inaugural show this year, so we know that you're leaving the reins in very good hands.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
Well, why don't we give a listen? This is Cowboy Ride Away.
Okay.
Sitting here, staring out my windshield, morning sun. Burning up the wheat fields, and I say, cowboy, ride away. Life's been good, just me and this six string. There comes a time to change up everything, and I say, cowboy, ride away. Trails for me right away, cowboy, right away. Girl, I know you're thinking I'm just carefree, but that Key West sun is calling me, and I say, cowboy, right.
There's another side to Alan that my wife has discovered, Alan. It's your acting.
So I recently watched a movie called Cupid's Christmas, which I found out was being filmed in Holly, Michigan, right after Christmas, right? And so it was still bitterly cold when it was filming, correct?
I didn't quite hear what you said, but I think you mentioned that you watched Cupid's Christmas.
Yes, that was it.
Yeah.
You poor soul.
Well, Jackie told us, was talking to us about Yellow Roses being featured in that film. And I knew I was in trouble because Porter Peep is a Hallmark freak.
Yeah.
So I knew it was going to be on the television set. And sure enough, and she was just ecstatic today when C. Willie rolled in and said, I saw the movie. I saw them all on stage. She was very excited about that.
Well, good for you. God bless you for watching that.
How did that occur? How did you have that opportunity to, did someone come to you or hear one of your songs? How did that happen?
I got contacted when they were in the middle of starting to film the movie. They were looking for country music to add, and they reached out to me, and so I sent them some stuff, and then I connected them with Jackie as well, because she had just released a great song called Yellow Roses,
mm-hmm.
And it just worked out that way. And then they wanted me to be in the video and bring the band and have the band perform at this event. And then they filmed that, and then some of that footage never got used, and they ended up doing like this, as you saw, the kind of dream sequence thing that I was in.
I thought it was pretty cool, actually.
So she said, all the smoke.
Yeah, there's a lot of smoke. But
so you talked about the release of a new album. Do you have any kind of a time frame on that?
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you real well.
The release of the new album, I think you said that was going to be the time frame of the anniversary of your mother's passing. Is that?
Sometimes this summer is when I'm going to release this in the beginning of June. I'm going to release the single that I wrote about my mom. And sometime in that time frame, I'm going to release the album too. So that's kind of, I've got all the stuff written for it. I've got a couple of songs I'm yet to record, so I got to make sure that gets done in the timely fashion. But, I'd be remiss because we talk about a lot of these songs, you know, That's Why They Make Beer, Cowboy Ride Away, Love God, Love People. And, you know, my last three or four albums, I've always been a singer-songwriter. My last three or four albums, a lot of the successful songs I've had have been co-written with a guy by the name of Greg Stryker. And Greg Stryker's an incredible singer-songwriter. And not to mention him, certainly I don't want to take all the credit for what we put out. He's an incredible singer-songwriter, and he's not doing real well health-wise. And so he's been in my heart, on my heart and my prayers. And but he's an incredible singer-songwriter, and I've just been blessed to be. I'm a better songwriter because of him.
Well, and for those who don't know, Greg has quite a bit of tie in this area. He wrote for Eddie Money for a number of years, a number of Eddie's hits. And he does have some very strong ties, and there are a lot of folks really pulling for him. Greg, we're hoping things improve. Well, we've got another song that you're going to be releasing here soon. This is Love God, Love People that we talked about. But there is a little something. We saw a little portion of a video. It looked like their band was setting up, getting ready to record the song, and Peter Peep saw something that you were wearing.
Man, yes. So you were wearing these really cool blue shades, and you look so cool in those.
Blue shades. I've been told that I have to go out and find some Alan Turner blue shades so she can have those. So I'm going to have to work on that.
I came across those sunglasses. Have you ever seen Kenny Rogers in the first edition?
Yes.
In those days? Yes. Kenny used to wear kind of like rose-colored glasses or whatever. And I started wearing these things, and it's like, well, I think they're kind of cool, but I don't know. I watch that video and think, boy, I look like a dork.
Oh, no.
I love it. No.
I think you've started a new fashion trend with those, Anne. Well, that said, why don't we give a listen? This is Love God, Love People, and please, folks, pay attention to the message in this. We need a lot more of this.
Sitting on a park bench, talking with an old man, telling me his life story. Said he fought in the big war, married his first love, Eleanor. Last December she went to glory. Said the world could be a cold place, if you let it. You gotta open up your heart to love. You won't regret it. You gotta love God and love people. You gotta spend some time underneath that steeple. When it comes to love, you gotta keep a heart full. You gotta love God and love people. He talked about old friends, about making amends. Never go to bed mad. Look people in the eye. Guard your heart, never lie. Always seek the better path. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Live, laugh, and love, and have some fun. Kids and kissed my wife and thanked the good Lord for the blessings in my life. You gotta love God and love people. You gotta spend some time underneath that steeple. When it comes to love, you gotta keep a heart full. You gotta love God and love people.
Soon to be released. Love God, love people. Alan Turner, wonderful, wonderful song. Cool. Alan, where do folks learn more about you? Learn about where the Steel Horse Band, when they do play again with Jackie, and of course the Ultimate Kenny Rogers tribute. Where do they get information about where you're going to be playing?
Well, they can go to alanturnermusic.com. There's a link there that has all the dates on there. As well as the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Tribute.com, our ways to find out what's happening with all of that, as well as JackieDanielsShow.com. Those are all good links to find out what's happening with the band and myself and Jackie.
Well, we will certainly be following. Looking forward to seeing the Ultimate Kenny Rogers Tribute again. I'm very excited to see that show and encourage everybody out there to do the same. We really appreciate you being on with us, Alan.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to have been able to do this. It's a pleasure. It's been nice having met you, Chuck, and Quarter Pete, and being able to do this again with you.
We appreciate it. And we have another one coming up next week. You got Quarter Pete.
Yes, so please stay tuned, because next week we have Kaylee and Wisher. Can't wait for that.
Looking forward to them. That's going to be a little bit of a switch. Go from
country to rock
to a little bit of hard rock. So we'll have some fun with that. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. We'd like to thank our special guest one more time, Alan Turner. Thanks for being here, Alan.
Thank you all for having me. Appreciate it.
And for all of you listening out there in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Check out and like our Facebook page at Vehicle City Sound. And if you would like to get in touch with us, maybe talk a little bit about the show, suggest some folks for us, you can email us at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Thanks again, folks.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Yep.